This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Over on the Billboard country music charts in the number two spot is a song called In Case You Didn't Know by Brett Young.
So here goes nothing, in case you didn't know.
Baby, Brett Young is a relatively new artist. Just last year, he went out on a cross-country radio tour. It's a rite of passage for new country singers. They travel around the U.S. visiting upwards of 100 radio stations. Emily Yar wrote about the country music radio tour for The Washington Post, and she joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Talk me through a day on this radio tour for a new country artist. It sounds intense.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is so grueling. Basically, you know, they wake up in the morning, lobby call, or when they have to, you know, be in the lobby ready to go from their hotel. It can be anywhere from 3:30 in the morning to 5 in the morning. From there, they can visit, you know, two or three stations a day. They go in, it's usually a conference room or maybe even an office or a break room. They shake hands and say hello, and they get maybe 15, 20 minutes to just introduce themselves, tell their story, and play a few songs. And so, you know, it's pretty commonly known that it is a very, very exhausting venture. But then, you know, every time singers would tell me that, they would always very quickly follow up with, you know, but the alternative is you're not playing your music for anyone. So I think it's the kind of exhaustion that they want to deal with.
And how do they know if it's gone well? I mean, what are the stations looking for?
It's kind of hard to say. I think the thing they most want is to make sure the singer is personable. And they want to get this sense, is this person going to be around for a long time?
Why does that matter more than whether or not they've just got a good song, right? It seems like you should be able to listen to something and be like, our audience will love this. It doesn't matter if the star is personable.
Right. Well, I think for country music, it kind of has this image based a lot in how Nashville and country music is a community. And it's still considered really, really important that, you know, no matter how big a star gets, that they're still able to relate to listeners. You know, obviously the music is the most important thing, but the personality is such a big part of that too.
Is there any sense that this could go away, that as we get more and more into digital music, as YouTube plays a bigger role in people finding new music, that the radio tour will evaporate?
There's a chance that things could work a little bit differently. But, you know, one of the most illuminating interviews I did was with this record label head who said that every time he's thought the model was outdated and tried to figure out a different way to do it, it ends up backfiring because radio is still the way that the country industry looks to see. That's how they kind of measure stars, by radio. And it's really common that record labels, they won't actually put out a singer's album until a song climbs high enough on the radio charts.
Why does radio itself matter so much to the country industry?
So I asked this question a lot too doing this story. And one of the most common theories I heard, especially from singers, you know, it's probably the most obvious, but it's that, you know, radio is free. And in a lot of parts of the country where there are a lot of country music fans, it's maybe people who don't necessarily want to spend money on satellite radio or Spotify. So radio is just the easiest, most convenient way to get a big audience. And country music is the third biggest radio format in the country. 68 million people listen every week. So it's still a huge, huge audience out there ready to listen to new music.
Emily Yar from The Washington Post, thanks.
Thank you.